fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 30th day of June. The prepper tip today is to work on your physical fitness. If you're going to start an exercise program and you have some underlying physical conditions, health concerns, make sure you check with a healthcare professional before you start anything so you don't hurt yourself. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Marie Lassiter. Marie is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She is a member of the American Board of Medical Legal Death Investigators. She's an associate member of the American Academy of Forensic Scientists, board member of the Missouri Commission on Coroner Standards and Training, author of 3 books available at Amazon.com. And good morning, Marie.
Good morning, Tom.
Good to have you with us, my dear. It's going to be 101 degrees in our neighborhood today, isn't it?
Yes. Get out and train.
Okay, say again, your audio went away there for a moment.
For me, it's a good time to get out and train. I was in
you're on Skype, obviously.
Yes.
Make sure your microphone is plugged in properly there, Marie.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Okay. It seems like you're bumping into it also. It sounds like a kind of a bump noise.
I think I've got everything hooked up right.
Okay, well, it sounds okay for the moment. Now, you mentioned some training. Tell us about that.
Well, even though I'm kind of an overweight middle-aged woman, I do run every day. I like to run when it's hot. For my job, I have to stay in shape. And I was just saying, I was in Panama for 3 years during the Noriega regime, and I ran the Transisthmian relay race twice, which is from the Atlantic to Pacific Ocean, which is only 50 miles down there. But I like to run. I actually run on Highway 63, which might be crazy, but I want people to know that I'm staying fit, I guess.
Well, Highway 63 runs north-south, through your community. I've driven it a number of times, and of course, with your blonde hair, do you tie it back or let it blow in the breeze?
I tie it back, and at first, when I try to run, so many people would stop to give me a ride, and now everybody's figured out I'm just out exercising for the fun of it, which is kind of unusual in Texas County, probably.
Well, if you run facing the traffic instead of with the traffic, they're less likely to stop.
I do run against the traffic so I can see what's coming.
And that's another good thing, too, being able to see what's coming. Marie, the whole situation with the COVID vaccination continues just to swing wildly out of control. And there's talk about the next pandemic. Is it going to be Ebola? Will it be Marburg? Do you have any thoughts on it, my dear?
I kind of feel like the COVID thing was a test run, and they always say, who I categorize as the big people, they seem to always use the same playbook over and over and over again, and I really am just discounting the severity of it. I'll just say that right now. They'll trot out a couple people that are really sick, like when they did the Ebola scare a few years ago. And I just don't pay attention to anything that's on the mainstream media. I just don't. Submersible distraction last week. I just give no credence to anything that's on mainstream media.
Understood. Well, the playbook we're talking about here, part of it is the make-believe pandemic. The other part, which is the real part, is the very real biological weapon vaccine, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And that's why it's our responsibility to make ourselves harder to kill. Part of that is, staying healthy, make sure, your vitamin D levels up to snuff, exercising, being healthy. Of course, they're blocking us from every angle. And I've been watching the Chicago situation, my brother's in Chicago, and it's just black with supposed smoke from Canadian wildfires. However, simultaneously, a BP refinery in Illinois caught on fire, and I think that could be contributing to the air quality there. But it's the old saying, blame Canada. So,
right.
That's another thing going on. But the people up there in Chicago area, they're hurting pretty badly from the smoke.
Yeah, so I've heard my wife has expressed her lack of knowledge of any evidence that there really are fires in Canada. Is there evidence of fires in Canada?
Well, definitely not in Ontario. I have friends and family in Ontario, and there's no issues there. So, and I know you have some callers from Canada, and hopefully they'll check in today and let us know what's going on up there.
Right. We had a call last hour. Did you happen to hear the last hour, Marie, by any chance?
Just the very okay. End.
Well, we had a caller, regular caller, from Arizona, and she lives in an assisted living situation, and there's 45 men and women that live there. 30 of them that got vaccinated have died in the last 2 years, three last week. And she said typically one person would die per year. Now we've had 30 out of 45 die in 2 years, three of them in one day last week. That would be a pretty scary situation, wouldn't it?
Well, that pretty much exactly correlates our situation here. This month I've had 24 deaths in June. But you got to realize those are coroner cases. Right. Those are people that died unexpectedly. they're not people that are under the care of a doctor or someone that died in the hospital. These are 24 people that just died unexpectedly.
Right.
And all ages.
Went to sleep and didn't wake up.
Yeah, or walked to the mailbox and dropped dead. There were two of them that dropped dead walking to the mailbox. It's not usually that hazardous a thing to go to your mailbox.
Hardly. Now, how does that compare with previous years in Texas County, my dear?
I did hear that caller's call, and I was at my computer, and I looked at 2017, and back then, per month, I'd have as low as 18 deaths per month, and maybe, I don't know, maybe like 15 deaths per month. So it's definitely doubled.
Definitely doubled, 100% increase since 2017.
Yes, all cause.
All cause mortality. And that's an important point to make, all cause mortality. I got a question off air about what my time in the 100-yard dash was. When I was 18, I was running 10.0 in the 100-yard dash. At age 60, I ran the 100-meter dash, which is another 10 yards, basically, in 15.7. Just to answer, that was Mike Kentucky asking that question. Kind of a side note. Marie, all-cause mortality, that would be everything from, that you can imagine, automobile accidents, heart attacks, suicide. It's everything, isn't it?
Yes. And this year, during 2020, my suicides and homicides were way up, and this year, that's kind of abated. I've had one suicide so far this year, but I mean it was brutal during 2020, and I blame that on the draconian measures and the lock-ins and people just being very depressed. And then of course in the nursing home, when like 25 people died in the various nursing homes basically overnight at Christmas, and I did look into that. One thing that happened was all the nursing home residents got their flu shot 3 weeks before they died. So, and they all died simultaneously. So I don't know if the, I'm in quotes, flu vaccine had anything to do with that, because the temporal relationship, or if it was just they'd been locked up so long, and I think the people in the nursing home thought, well, surely at Christmas I'll get to see my family. Then when Christmas came and they didn't, I think a lot of them just gave up.
Give up itis.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tragic. That's tragic. Dying alone is heartbreaking, and it's this whole thing was not based on science. Robert Kennedy has been doing a great job exposing all that fraud, hasn't he, Marie?
Oh, he's amazing. Of course, I immediately pre-ordered his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, and I've got so many post-it notes in there. And I don't like to write in books, but I post-it notes to Mark. And it's for a while, I was doing a synopsis of every chapter on Facebook, and they blocked me for like 6 months, which is fine. I get more done when I'm not on Facebook.
Right.
But yeah, he's definitely on target with that, and like. And I believe you said he's a little misguided on the whole global warming, and he thinks, carbon dioxide is bad. But, nobody's perfect, I guess.
Well, he's not. Steve Bannon, who used to be, and I've been reminding people that Steve Bannon was part of the Trump administration, and Robert Kennedy was part of the Trump administration for the first month or two. His job was to expose the true nature of the vaccines and the vaccine industry. There's never been no public explanation that I'm aware of why he left the Trump administration. But there's also widely held belief that Donald Trump's youngest son, Barron, was vaccine injured also. You've probably heard that, haven't you?
No, I haven't heard that. But it reminds me of the case with Dr. Ochsner back in the late 50s. Did you know about that? How he?
No. Tell us about it.
This is very, very, very important, and you can look it up. It's on Wikipedia. Dr. Ochsner, you've probably heard of the Ochsner Clinic in New Orleans. Anyway, Dr. Ochsner was dead set on everybody getting the polio vaccine, so he called everybody into the auditorium at Tulane University and brought his grandson and granddaughter in. They were just little kids, and he vaccinated them in front of the whole medical staff. Well, his grandson died immediately, and his granddaughter contracted polio.
Oh, my God.
Now, I want to tell you, Dr. Ochsner, that vaccine was made by Qatar, and Dr. Ochsner had shares of stock. He had a lot of stock in Qatar, so he was pushing the vaccine. But he was, of course, he was sued by, Dr. Ochsner was sued by his son for killing his grandson, and I don't think they had very good family relationship after that.
You don't think so? I'm shocked.
But that's an example. There's a doctor the next town over. He and his wife had premature babies. They were in NICU for months, but he came to our town pushing child vaccines, and I've been in a mano a mano fight, I guess, and pushing vaccines for children. And then he said, as soon as my children turn 5, I'm going to vaccinate them. And he did. They turned 5 in December, and I haven't seen any pictures of his children on Facebook since then. I just worried about those children. I do not know. He's not thinking right. Absolutely not to do that to those poor little kids.
Yeah, we lost some of your audio there. What was the outcome of these children being vaccinated?
Well, I don't know their health status. I'm not that close to him, but I do know there haven't been any pictures of them posted on Facebook since December when they got vaccinated at age 5.
Okay, we got a break coming up here in about 2 minutes. Marie, we're going to ask you to reconnect because your audio keeps dropping for some reason. Skype doesn't always work 100% like it's supposed to. That's an unfortunate aspect of Skype. I started to mention, I got kind of distracted. Steve Bannon mentions that a Trump RFK Kennedy ticket would be a marvelous thing, and I certainly agree with that. What do you think, Marie?
I agree, because to tell you the truth, at this point, I would be hard-pressed if they were opponents deciding who to vote for. It would take a lot of consideration to decide who I was going to vote for. It wouldn't be an automatic Trump at this point.
Right. Well, my main issue with President Trump is he still continues to support the vaccines as if they're a great thing. He takes pride in getting vaccines released to the public in 9 months or less, as if that was a good thing. I don't know if it's a blind spot in his brain, if he's not getting good advice, if he's been threatened, if he's just plain stupid when it comes to this matter. But Kennedy was part of the team. He would certainly offset that, I believe, don't you?
Yes, yeah, it would be a dream team with Trump and Kennedy in charge of this country.
Now, going back to Dr. Ochsner, that's Ochsner. What happened to Dr. Ochsner after he injured and killed his grandchildren?
He went on. He had a successful career. He got awards and for work he did, but it's
I would think a man would be emotionally devastated after doing something like that, it would seem like. Marie, we got a caller on hold. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner, available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Quick follow-up for Mike from Kentucky. I ran a 100-meter dash 3 weeks ago, injured. I didn't know that I was injured until about 25 yards, and my time was 21.6 seconds. We have with us Marie Lassiter. She has 3 books for sale at Amazon.com. She is a scientist. She is the elected coroner of Texas County. And Marie, let's take one of our callers here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Do you know the about Judith Vary Baker and her alleged love affair with Lee Harvey Oswald, and they worked with Ochsner on cancer viruses or? A kind of virus that would create galloping cancer that would kill people in a short time. Do you know of that?
Oh, yes, I absolutely do. And Judith is actually a friend of mine. We do stay in touch, and you know, Judith Berry Baker was a brilliant high school student who her science fair project, while everybody else was making volcanoes, she found a way to induce cancer in mice like in 28 days. And so they recruited her to the Ochsner Clinic as basically a teenager to continue her work with the promise of being able to go on to medical school there and become a physician. And she's tied in with the whole polio thing. And the way that polio relates to today is that deadly polio vaccine had the SV40 monkey virus. And that is also, they've also, from the green monkeys, and they've also found that or actually released lately that is contained in the current COVID vaccine.
Okay, John, you got your answer. Anything else, John?
Yes. What does she feel? She was, I've seen her testimony about it, and I have her book. What was her relationship with Mary Sherman? And I don't know what her relationship with Mary. She was working under Ochsner, though.
Yeah, but Mary Sherman was the physician in the clinic that she worked in. She knew Mary Sherman well, and I assume you have the book Me and Lee by Judith, but also Dr. Mary's Monkey. It lays out the whole story from Ed Haslin's perception. Ed Haslin's doctor was, I'm sorry, Ed Haslin's father was a physician at Tulane during that time. So Dr. Mary's Monkey, one of my top five most important books. I guarantee if you haven't read it yet, you get it.
Okay.
Okay.
John, we do appreciate your call. We need to move on. You've got a list of things here that you want to get into. Marie, what's top of the list?
Well, I want to talk about ivermectin.
Please.
One good thing about the whole fake pandemic was we found out how important ivermectin was. Ivermectin was not on anybody's radar, I don't think, before COVID. I started taking ivermectin, I guess, just in case during the shamdemic. I did handle a lot of people that were, quote, COVID. At this point, I don't think anybody died of COVID. But back then, I started taking it, and I found one side effect of ivermectin.
Which is?
Which is ticks will not bite me. They won't
embed.
Really? They might walk in me. And I, you know, I write about medicinal plants. I'm in the woods all the time. Usually shorts, tennis shoes. I have no fear. If I might see a tick walking on me, I just flick it off, but I haven't had one tick embed in me since I started taking ivermectin.
Amazing. Amazing.
And I've got my husband taking it too, because he's a diabetic and he used to just get covered with ticks, I guess because of him being diabetic. Same thing with him. No ticks. So, of course, ivermectin is an anti-parasite, so that makes sense. And also, if you know your dog, if you're buying those expensive heartworm pills for your dog or different wormers, if you look on the package, the HeartGuard medicine is ivermectin.
Right. Right.
Ivermectin is $6.99 a tube at the feed store for horse paste, or you can get the liquid form. So I have everything in the county on ivermectin.
Fantastic. Hold on, Marie. We got a break. We got calls on hold. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. That will be the second weekend of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to live nearby, Marie and myself, we have real estate available at thelibertyman.com. Beautiful homes and forests and so forth at thelibertyman.com real estate section. And of course, if you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. If you have issues with pain, you also need an energy cleaner. Mattress pads that go with it, very impressed. The energy cleaner itself is $285, shipping included, to American zip codes at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, a scientist and author of three books. Would you like to go into your next singer list or take a caller next, Marie?
Go ahead and take the caller.
Okay, well, we have Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marie. It's so nice to meet you. I just wanted to tell you, and Jumbo, John, I just sent you the part one of Where McDuff Lives, interviewed Ed Haslam in 2019. It was scrubbed when he lost one of his YouTube channels, and that's the author of Dr. Mary's Monkey. So those are my stomping grounds, and I was injected there, and I don't know if I was singled out because my father, Marie, was going up against what was being drug into Lakefront Airport. There's a book written about Lakefront Airport. And my father was Army Air Corps. My mother was working on her PhD when I was in ninth grade. She was integrally, my mother was one of the most respected nurses in New Orleans, and she was offered the director of nursing at Ochsner, and she would never work for Ochsner. Why? Because my father was military intelligence. They understood kind of what was going on. So it turns out, are you familiar with Dr. Robert Heath's brain implant experiment at Tulane in from the 50s to the 70s? Are you familiar with Dr. Robert Heath?
Yes, I am, but I haven't thoroughly researched it. But what you're saying is huge. Please go on.
Yeah, and I'm probably talking about it, to be honest with you, but I've spoken with Ed Haslam, and he's one of the few people who can understand me and not dismiss or try to discredit me, okay? And he said, you're not the only person from New Orleans that's called me with similar stories. So Alton was, he put, remember, you're never supposed to put anything in writing. John, I know you know that. And Dr. Mary Sherman put in writing and put it across the board because they were doing human experimentation. And she didn't know, and again, and the people didn't know, okay? And so
yeah, with the prisoners from Angola.
Yes, and put it to him, and then that particle beam accelerator, I mean, there was so much stuff going on there because, and John, I tried to find the title of the book, but you know how sometimes you search for something the same way you did before, and you could always find it? I've had the book in my hands from the library, and it was Tulane, an emerging university, was used to pull it up right away, but I can't seem to locate that book now anywhere. And it described Dr. Heath's experiments, but Alton was also CIA from 1946 to 1961. So don't be deceived, okay? The world is complicated. Be good. Get right with God. Do the next best right thing. And remember, we're supposed to, in the New Testament, we're supposed to bless our enemies, bless those that curse you, bless those that despitefully use you. And I really appreciated the Road Warrior guys show after John's show. I kind of like wrestle. Sometimes I actually have both going simultaneously because I'm high-functioning and I can actually comprehend both simultaneously, you know. But McDuff Lives comes on at 11, and he's about fed up with YouTube. But he's a retired Georgetown attorney, and his father was the man who he worked directly underneath Hoover, and JFK is the one who appointed him to root out the paperclip Nazis that we were dragging into South Louisiana on the heavy, you know, the oil equipment to put them on there and stuff. And so John would also be gaslighted. Like, he had to hide his family Bible, you understand, because, you know, things, personal, sentimental things would be stolen, and that's happened to me, too. All of my childhood photographs were stolen when I was having to live in Boston to work as a type 1 diabetic since age 2. And I got that injection right there at Ochsner, right there. And I got a tacit apology from an older endocrinologist that I won't name here because he gave me a tacit apology less than 3 years ago. And I said, I've got the insert in my hand, and type 1 diabetes is listed as a side effect from that shot. And he got very quiet, and he said, well, some are environmental, because no one in my family has this. I'm not genetically inferior. I'm not weak. And I've had this 58 years. And some of us are stronger than, you know, the other people, because we've researched. We're intelligent and stuff like that. And we're not just throwaways, yet we've been made weak. That's why I don't like Ed has the book War Against the Weak. Okay, I wish he would change the name, because we're not all cognitively impaired. Some of us have been made weak and then priced out of the market for the care that we need in this circular economy. So anyway, so yeah, Dr. Robert Heath, and I actually called Tulane and I said, yeah, I'd like to get back in there and see those records, you know. And the assistant to the new director said, well, you're not going to get in that room. You have to be an MD and put a letter of submission in. So anyway, 2 weeks later, I got a call from the director. And he said, well, hi, honey, why would you want in there? And I told him why. And anyway, let's just say this, you know, I didn't get in. Okay, I couldn't go in Aaron Brockovich.
Before we get away, Recap, you got type 1 diabetes from a vaccination. Is that accurate?
I can't say, you know, I cannot state as fact, right, plausible deniability. But I received an injection at 2.5 years of age, right when we had moved to New Orleans with our airplane. My mother and father were both airplane pilots, and I've been abandoned, left in poverty, judged, community mobbed, and I'm sure, Marie, you know about that. That's why you ran out on that highway to shut the gossip down. You know what I mean? I understand exactly. I've met state troopers in Missouri who stopped to ask me for a ride, okay? And I said, no, I'm all set. I just can't afford a car. And I explained to one of them, John, you probably know him. And he said, oh, yeah, my wife is getting bullied. They're doing that to her, and she's lost all her teeth because of chemo and blah, blah, blah. And he said, they do the same thing to her, judge her for being a bum because she's not working. So anyway, I can't say definitively whether or not I got it from that or not. All I know is that, you know, it looks suspicious. My father was going up against some power. My brother had a lot of problems. That's part of why I was going into Dr. Heath's research, okay? And then my sister has some memories, but New Orleans was a hotbed. Even in Massachusetts, in Boston, I told one of the fellows, I said, well, you know, I grew up in New Orleans, and there was a lot of experimentation going on in New Orleans. You know what he replied back, John? He didn't label me crazy. You know what he said? I've heard. I've heard, like from his gut. But one more last thing, if I could, and I know I'm taking too much time. One more last thing. What was it? Dang it. This stuff is pretty verifiable. It's not hard. Oh, I emailed you the Ed Haslam interview that McDuff lived on. And that interview was very, very riveting. Oh, I know what it was. Tulane would do things because they wanted to put their imprint in the world, right? So they would take the things that, you know what I mean, the kind of the research projects that some people, other universities might not want to touch. They would take the risky stuff on is what that book stated in Emerging University. See, they had to make their imprint into the world. So bottom line, I've forgiven the people involved, but let's pray. I wonder what would happen if we started praying blessings on our enemies by name, all these big power players, you know what I mean? They'd probably shut me down for good then, John. If we really started doing that, because I believe there's power in that. I believe there's power and protection in that. So anyway, thank you for taking my call. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Marie, we've got a question offline. What form of ivermectin do you take and how much?
Okay, well, first let me state, yes, I am a big proponent of animal meds. You know how the CDC came out trying to make fun of that.
Right.
Well, it's dose per weight. It's like 1 cc or 1 milliliter per 100 pounds. If you use and you can get a prescription for ivermectin, but it only comes in 3 milligram tabs, so you have to take like 6 or 7.
Right.
It can be difficult to get a prescription because pharmacies won't stock it and doctors won't prescribe it. But the horse paste comes in a syringe, and on the syringe are weight markings, because one $7 syringe of ivermectin, you got to get plain ivermectin, not one that's got anything else in it, is good for a 1,250-pound horse. So obviously you don't want that. But
right.
On the dial, there's a little mechanism. You can dial it down to the exact weight and squirt that out, and it's about the size of a pea.
Right.
And then also there's injectable ivermectin, which obviously I don't inject it, but it's 1 cc per 100 pounds. So
right.
I just put that in my lemonade about, maybe, depends. It's tick season now, so I do it every 2 weeks. In the winter, I just do it every maybe once a month or something.
Right,
but
right.
It's super important to not get ticks. Does everybody know about Alpha Gal?
What is that? Tell us. I don't know what that is.
Alpha Gal, I'm sure your listeners have heard of it. It is a tick-borne disease. It's newly emerged. They say it comes with the Lone Star tick. And if you get Alpha Gal from a tick bite, you get violently allergic to meat.
Really?
I know friends that have it. They were all, and there's a correlation between the vaccination too and getting Alpha Gal, but even any source of meat, they'll get red and flushed and vomit. You cannot eat meat.
Damn.
And I know one person that has it so badly that, all right, imagine a can of green beans. You open the can of green beans. On the top, there's that little gelatin ring around to seal the can.
Right.
Well, gelatin, of course, is an animal product. And they can't even eat anything out of a can because of that ring.
Damn.
Yes. So anything you can do to prevent a tick bite is really important. But, yeah, it's alpha, and if you look it up, it's, you know, the symbol for alpha-GAL. And it causes amazing. Autoimmune disease.
Amazing. Now, is that a legitimate nature-created disease, or is it a biological weapon, if you know?
Well, since it just showed up, like, 2 years ago, I would say it's not natural.
Okay.
Nature takes a longer period of time to develop stuff.
Roger that. Okay. Okay. Let's just move on. Our next caller is James in Vancouver, Canada. You got any information on the fires up there, James?
yes, sir. I can guarantee you that in the greater Vancouver area, it's been a big Montana sky for the last couple of weeks. No fires here.
Okay. All right.
I was going to remark that the last caller who called in, she could make a book out of her story. Certainly, she could give a good deposition because she has lots of facts there, and her story, again, would make a good book. Ivermectin has a molecular weight of 875.1 grams per mole. So it's fairly large and having to be broken down by the liver. You mentioned your husband has diabetes. Did the ivermectin change his diabetes to any degree?
Well, his diabetes is under control with natural mm-hmm. products. He was on metformin and Januvia, but lately his fasting blood sugars are normal. I haven't correlated that with the ivermectin so much as with some of the natural treatments we're using. That's an interesting question, though.
Yeah, and of course the ivermectin will stay in the blood, and that is probably keeping the ticks away from you because they can't stand the toxicity of it. You see, it's not toxic to you, but it's certainly toxic to them. So, but my forte is in the deoxo DNA is what I've done most of my research in, and these vaccines, okay, what they do is they pull the nitro out of the DNA. And by doing that, of course, they're taking the memory out of the DNA, and they're taking transcription power out of the DNA. So when this crisis started in 2020, I knew exactly what was going to happen because it was one of those things, but I'll let you go for now. But I think, ma'am, you need another hour on the radio here. I'll just leave you with that.
Okay.
Bye now.
Thanks for the call, James. We are our last break coming up here. What's next on your list, Marie?
Oh, I thought people would be interested in the tactics for forcing people to buy into the vaccine. I've got a document here from clinicaltrials.gov, and the coercion tactics that they use to try to keep their train on the tracks.
Well, let's hear about it.
Okay. Well, first of all, when I've been very vocal about no vaccine. I did get a letter, and I'm a registered nurse for 44 years, master's degree. I got a letter from the Board of Nursing about I could lose my license because of spreading disinformation. And I'm like, well, that's cool. Whatever you want to do. And then I also got an email from the CDC telling me basically if I have, I don't need any proof of COVID, but it's okay to go ahead and put COVID on the death certificate with zero proof for testing.
Really?
Yes. And then I actually had the Missouri Department of Vital Statistics on some of my cases email me an affidavit to change the diagnosis from possibly, let's say, bacterial pneumonia to change it to COVID, which, of course, I told them to pack sand.
What was that, for one death or a more general notice?
They sent me a couple specific ones that they felt should have been coded COVID, and I didn't. So,
and how would they know, being 200 miles away?
Well, because all the death certificates go through Department of Vital Statistics. Well, they didn't know. They just know, you know, they pulled.
And they know what they wanted.
People off to do coding. I mean.
Right. Hold on. We got our last break. We'll summarize your thoughts after the break.
Okay.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back. Well, Marie, you've got about 3 minutes, my dear, to summarize your thoughts for the week, my dear.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let people know, early on, I got this study from clinicaltrials.gov, and the purpose of the study was to compare reported willingness to get the COVID vaccine. And these were the arms of it. They had a control group they didn't try to manage, and then they had the experimental group. And this is what the experimental group was fed. they got the personal freedom message. The getting the vaccine gave you personal freedom, economic freedom message, self-interest message, community interest message, economic benefit message, guilt message, embarrassment message, anger message, trust in science message, and lastly, what they call the not bravery message. And basically, if you didn't get the vaccine, you were a coward.
Really?
So this was all a planned out experiment to see which messaging would work best to make people willing to take the vaccine. And I have the whole document if anybody wants it. Fortunately, I save every.
Well, if you get that to Marie, I'll put it on my website so people have easy access to it.
Okay, great. I'd love to do that. So it just shows to you the background of the total psyop. And I want to say just one more thing about ivermectin. I had a death in 2020. The woman died in the ER of COVID. And I called her husband the following day. He could barely talk. I said, "What's wrong?" He goes, I'm dying. I have COVID." And I said, "Well, let me call an ambulance for you." This is all over the phone. "No, I'm not going in an ambulance." He said, and this was Monday. He said, "I have a doctor appointment Thursday."
Right.
So I said, "Who's your doctor?" I knew the doctor. I said, "You call your doctor right now and tell him to call the pharmacy and get you ivermectin, and the pharmacy will bring it to your house," because I knew the pharmacy.
Right.
And he's like, "Now what do I..." So the man's, he's big, he can barely talk. "So what's your name?" I said, "Well, just tell him the coroner." And he'd never been to this doctor he had an appointment with. I gave him the doctor's phone number. I said, "Just call him and say the coroner said to call you an ivermectin to the local pharmacy." And I called the man back 2 days later. He'd been to the doctor. The doctor did follow my request and started him on ivermectin tablets. In 2 days, he was better. He had his doctor appointment on Thursday. I called him Friday, and he said, "I'm doing great." He said, "I have a couple more tablets to take." Ivermectin is hugely effective against the disease commonly known as COVID. Hugely. I've seen it work as long as it's early in the game, because, of course, it blocks viral replication. And it is truly a miracle drug. And if it wasn't for this fake pandemic, we wouldn't know how important ivermectin is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And,
well,
if I have another minute or not.
Make it quick, almost.
Okay.
Sorry, we don't.
Okay.
Sorry, Marie. I'll be back next Friday. We'll talk more next Friday, for sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get the guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri. I get to live in the beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.